Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jamie Creel with Shelter Insurance. Come see how we've built a name that you can trust and why it is a must to get your free quote today with our Switch and Save. Located in Ridgeland and Flora, Mississippi, give us a call, 601-992-6000.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome to the Mississippi Minute, folks. I'm Steve Azar, reminding us all there's certainly many wonderful things culturally and cool, flat out fun to do in Mississippi. Just go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. All right, today I'm fortunate to have one really good man. I've just gotten to know him recently at the Grant Fuhr charity event, and he made his way to the Delta with his bride, Kari. He's a former Northwestern University defensive back, and he made his way to the NFL for many years with the San Diego Chargers, then the New York Giants. Like I said, he was in our Mississippi Delta recently, and I didn't get a ton of time with him, but this is what this interview is for. You know me, guys. You know me. I really appreciate him coming down to the Delta, helping us raise money for a lot of wonderful causes for the arts for kids. His big bro, the legendary jazz trumpeter, Woody Shaw. So we're going to talk some music as well. I can't wait to understand where all this talent comes from one family and what his folks did. What a special family. So let's get to it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. One beautiful man in Pete Shaw. What's up, Pete?
What's up, Stevie? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You guys, I know the trip to the Delta isn't easy to get to, but I always make the, you know, that road runs two ways. You know, it's not easy to get to San Diego either.
Okay.
So tell me, so I really appreciate you guys making the trip, and just you guys were such a wonderful addition. It was you and Dwight Hicks and Greg Lloyd, Mark Pattison. We had Michael Arruzzioni. You guys were all the newbies, and just what a wonderful addition. So I want to thank you now. Really appreciate you guys coming.
Well, it was a real pleasure, and I appreciate the invitation. And all the guys had a great time, and Greg told me at the end of the tournament, he said, "I'd do this again, Pete."
Well, good.
Had a great time and good people. Yeah.
You know, Pete, there's Hotel California, the song. You can check into the Delta Soul anytime you want, but once you're in, you can't leave either. So we're in with you. You guys were just really, really blessed to have you.
Well, thank you.
So let's dig back, because I want to understand what it was like. And did you play music as well? You know, I've got a lot of friends who, like you guys, are professional musicians and professional athletes from one family. And so take me back to growing up. Where'd you grow up? How'd you get to Northwestern University? Obviously, Vanderbilt, Notre Dame, Northwestern, those are schools that you had to bring the books along with the athletic ability. So take me back to growing up and what it was like to be around your brother Woody. And did you play music as well?
Well, only music I played, Steve, was the flutophone when I was in grade school. I couldn't carry a note from 12 inches, you know. That's not my gig.
Wow.
But my dad, who was a gospel singer back in the 30s, Diamond Jubilee Singers, they were actually rated in Variety magazine, I saw, way back when.
Wow.
They were actually ranked. And he's the genesis of the music in the family. My sister played clarinet. She sings in the choir. My brother Woody, obviously, you know, he started playing very young. very young. I think he was probably 11 years old, something like that. And, I mean, he was obviously the most talented musician in the family. And when I was a kid, he'd go in his room, close the door, and practice his trumpet all day. Come out, grab dinner, go back in, close the door, and practice trumpet the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was obviously a dedicated artist and dedicated musician and loved jazz. And, you know, so he wasn't an athlete and I wasn't a musician. We had some talent in the family.
So you guys grew up in New Jersey. What part? Newark
area? We grew up in Newark, New Jersey. We both grew up in Newark, New Jersey. Woody was born down in Laurinburg, North Carolina.
Okay.
My parents were very young. And then they came up to New Jersey. But I was born, my brother and my sister and I were all born in New Jersey. And we're all raised in New Jersey.
You know, it's interesting because my buddy Richard Berge, his brother plays for, with Billy Joel. He was in Bob Marley and the Wailers, and he's with Billy Joel now. But, and they both were really good athletes. Well, Richard was a really good athlete, and they lived next door to Joe Walsh, and their dad used to have all these concerts, and they were from New Jersey. So okay. They were from your neck of the woods. It's interesting. You know, we talk about in Mississippi, there's something in the water. Musically, it's just artistically, it's insane. Who all came from here, and we celebrate that. But I mean, you guys are probably miles apart, doing the same thing in a different backyard. It's just really interesting musically. Like, if looking at Woody, I mean, I know it may have been just something that God had a plan, but do you think growing up there where he did he start taking up the trumpet in Jersey, or was, you know, how old was he, and do you feel like surroundings mattered? I guess is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, we're so close to New York City, and there's a lot of influence out of New Jersey. You know, you got people like Dionne Warwick is from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, and I'm pulling a blank, but it's a music capital. You know, it's just flush with musicians.
Right.
And I can't believe I'm drawing this.
Well, you got Springsteen, Bon Jovi, as far as rock guys.
Exactly.
But come on, there's been plenty of incredible singers, songwriters, and artists come from New Jersey. And like you said, the influence in New York right there, there was a lot going on. But like for him, I want to stay on him for a second. I mean, like, how old was he when he started to gig? Do you remember him sneaking out the house? Were your folks okay with him going to play? I mean, he's one of the greats.
Underage. Yeah, he was underage. He was playing as a teenager in clubs at night.
Right.
And, my parents allowed it because he wanted, I mean, it was his passion.
Yeah.
And I don't remember him sneaking out because I was too young, but I know that's what he did. And I recall him saying that he was underage when he was playing his gigs, you know, in local establishments. Then when at 16, he left school. I mean, he was going to go to Juilliard, and he left school to go to Paris, play with Eric Dolphy.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, at 16 years old, he left school, went to Paris by himself to meet Eric Dolphy, and Eric Dolphy unfortunately passed, but Woody stayed in Paris, and you know, stayed there for several years, and had tremendous success there. So he came back speaking French and German and couple other languages.
Well, it's a totally different education, but it doesn't mean that you're not out there getting your doctorate or your. It's a master class in what he was doing. Were your folks, you know, yours was so education based, and yours was big time education. I mean, it's difficult to get into those schools. So, being an athlete or not, it's actually a double edged sword. There, you have to be both great at both. So. What was it like for them? I mean, were they like, we get it and we are all in with that? Or was there any sort of like them going like, wait a minute, what are you doing, Woody?
No. They were, he was a strong-willed person, put it lightly. He was dedicated. They understood the value of an education, but neither of them graduated from high school. It wasn't until my sister came along, but she got married early. She was a really good student, and it wasn't until I came along that I was the first one to graduate from college from my family.
Wow.
And always knew the value of an education. My mother used to always tell me, when I was a kid, Pete, get your education. I don't want you to have to work like mom and dad do, you know, because they were not educated people and they were laborers.
Yeah.
So I left the breakfast table every morning with that in mind, you know, get your education, get your education. And then when I was about 12 years old, I had a teacher that said, Pete, you know, you're a pretty good athlete and you're a good student. Do you know that colleges will pay you to come play football for them? I said, what? So I had no idea about college scholarships until I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And that became my goal from that point on. I was going to win a college scholarship, you know, because I had to get good grades and I was a good athlete as well. So I told my mother that one day when we were sitting at the breakfast table. I said, Mom, guess what? I'm going to win a scholarship to college for football. I said, that's nice, son. You know.
I love it.
You could be a little bit more excited, Mom.
Yeah. Well, she was going, okay, well, let's go get it done, you know, in her mind.
Yeah.
But that was nice. I love it. Well, I want to keep digging into what your folks did as well. We're going to take a break with the fabulous Pete Shaw. Love it. Love. I'm looking forward to talking about football and his journey to the NFL and then, you know, what he's doing now. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio as always. I'm Steve Azar. Don't go nowhere. Go to visitmississippi.org if you're going to go somewhere. I'll be right back.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in.
And a lot to hear. From all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news
is Supertalk.fm.
Your Mississippi news.
On air and online.
Supertalk.fm.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. A 40% chance of rain today, mostly sunny, high near 91. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 74. 40% chance of rain for your Friday, mostly sunny, high near 92. And for your Saturday, much of the same. Sunny skies, a 40% chance of rain, high near 92. This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
At Green Home Solutions, we make air better. Indoor air pollution can cause health risks, such as asthma, eye issues, itchy and sore throats, respiratory problems, and skin irritations. Green Home Solutions provides you the indoor air quality you want for your home or business without indoor air pollutions and without the use of harmful chemicals. Create a balanced, healthy, and clean environment with Green Home Solutions. We make air better.
Call me, owner Michael Keaton, at 601-988-7840 or look for us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Gallo here for AC Experts in William Overstreet. I've never seen anybody more thorough. 28 years experience in everything from maintenance to installation with upfront pricing on everything. Discounts for senior citizens, military, first responders. Count on William at AC Experts at 769-237-COOL. You can email theacexperts@yahoo.com and on Facebook at AC Experts. And if you mention me, you'll get $50 off your service call. And if you didn't get the number, tweet me or text me personally and I'll send you the contact. Or the AC Experts. Highly recommended.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Glutstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. Calloway's has just received a large shipment of ceramic pots. All sizes, all colors, all 40% off, no exclusions. Our farmer's market is full of fresh fruits, vegetables, local honey, jellies, and jams, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's has farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture and the largest selection in the South, period. We offer bulk soils for the do-it-yourself project. Calloway's offers landscaping. Designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformations. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is
in a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rocking down a Mississippi Minute, all 61 of them. Just go with it. My brother Joe says that. I'm with Pete Shaw, former NFL New York Giants. Pete, where else did you play? You played for San Diego, right?
San Diego Chargers, yeah.
That was your first stop, the San Diego Chargers in the NFL?
First stop. Yeah, that's where I got drafted, in San Diego.
It's hard to leave San Diego once you live there.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That weather's something. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visit Mississippi.org, as I always say, and I'm excited to keep diving in. Okay, Woody, so your folks are, they're laborers. What did they do?
Well, my mother made boxes, and my dad used to tell me he was a wire drawer. To this day, I don't know what that was. but he was a wire drawer. That's what he told me.
Wow.
Said, okay, Dad.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, and so they go from Carolina, obviously, for work to Jersey, right? And your
right.
brother is the old, was Woody the oldest?
He's the oldest. He's the oldest.
Okay, so you're born in Jersey, actually.
I'm born in Jersey.
Okay, all right. So let's get to it. You tell your mom you're at the kitchen table. Rearview mirror me some time between that time, because you're 12. What right. position were you playing? Were you the quarterback, the running back, the shortstop, the point guard? I want to know the whole athletic and then, deal the journey. Back when you and I grew up, we had to play all sports, So I don't know what it was like for you guys in Jersey. We went to a really small Catholic school here. So what? Take me back growing up and then, as Northwestern started calling, get me there.
Okay. All right. Starting in the beginning, playing sports, I played football, basketball, and baseball. Baseball and football were my favorite. Basketball, I was too short. I was too physical. So that got scratched off the list. When we used to play basketball, they used to call me a hack because I was pretty physical. So I said, okay, this is not my sport. But baseball, my buddy and I would play from like can't see in the morning to can't see at night. We'd be out there with stick ball, a little box on the wall, playing baseball. Then we played Little League baseball. So I played Little League baseball. Then I went to high school, and I was an all-state baseball player. I was a center fielder. Football, I started as a sophomore in the football team, as a running back and a defensive back, and had, tons of offers. At Ivy League schools to, Nebraska were national champs when I came out of high school. I was recruited by Nebraska. I was recruited by Princeton, Dartmouth, Columbia, and Yale, by the same token, and Northwestern. And so during that journey, I decided that I wanted an Ivy League education, but I wanted to play big-time football. And Northwestern offered both. It came down to Northwestern and Nebraska. That's interesting. Decision, but it's pretty hard to turn down the national champs. It's kind of like if Alabama comes knocking on your door, it's hard to turn Lou Saban down. But I did, and I chose to go to Northwestern, and I started the third game of my freshman year. As a matter of fact, my parents saw me play that game. We played Michigan, Notre Dame. Third game was against Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, and. Long story there, but when I went to Pitt, I can tell the story now because it was so long ago. When I went to Pitt for the first time, I was recruited. I took a recruiting trip, and I told them, not so much. They said, what do you think? I said, not so much. I don't think I'm coming to Pitt. They said, if you come back, will you take a second trip with your girlfriend? Because my girlfriend wanted to go to school wherever I went. She went. She wanted to go to Northwestern on a full scholarship, actually. So I said, okay. So we took a trip. It's against NC2A regulations, but... they offered me to fly my parents to all my home games. They offered her full scholarship. They offered, expense account, a vehicle, a car. And I said, Pete, if you take this, they own you, okay? They literally own you. So I said, no, I can't come to Pitt. I can't come to Pitt. Because I wanted to be a dentist. And I was going to go to their dental school. I had a great dental school.
Wow.
And so, so they flew us. Was out there first class and had that kind of weekend, put her in the hotel, put me in the dorm with the fellas, and it was a nice weekend, but I was street smart enough to know that you do something illegal like that, they own you.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't do that.
Good.
So anyway, wound up going to Northwestern, and like I said, started my freshman year, third game, and wound up staying for 5 years because I was going to graduate on time, but I hurt my knee in my junior year, so I took a redshirt year.
What'd you do, Pete? What'd you do to it?
It was a medial collateral ligament. I'd stretched it out. I hadn't torn it.
It wasn't a full tear.
I eventually tore it in the pros. But I stretched my medial collateral ligament, and it was funny. The year that I did it, we had played. We always started with Michigan and Notre Dame. I think Michigan beat us probably 45-0, and it did. Notre Dame game might have been worse in the second game. So they wanted me to come back that season. I said, I can't help this team. Are you kidding me? I'm going to take my red shirt. See, I'm not coming back for this.
Well, back then they would. Yeah, back then they cut you when you had you had a stretched ligament. But when you did finally get it done, they cut you from the ankle to the top of the thigh. Back then, I mean, now you got a couple dots.
Yeah, exactly. Like now, I have about a 6-inch scar on my knee.
Yeah.
And then I had to wear a full leg cast. And there have been guys with the same injury, and like you said, there are a couple of dots. They do the surgery. With scopes and they never have to put a hard cast on, you know. Yeah. And some guys can come back from knee surgery during the season.
Oh yeah, well I know. My brother is he's actually the Memphis Grizzlies orthopedic surgeon. He's the chief of staff at Campbell's Clinic, has been for many years. And so I've gone into surgeries every once in a while. He didn't let me go anymore because I always kind of question things. And he was going like, "Go get in the corner over there and." Get away. But the funny thing was, you wanted to do the dentistry thing. You know, the music was what I wanted to do, but I was going to college to go to optometry school. So it didn't work out for you. You're not messing with anybody's teeth, and I'm not messing with anybody's eyes. And I think that you would have been a lot better dentist than I would have been an eye doctor. There's no doubt about that. I can tell you that. But no, it's interesting, though, the difference in how they. Orthopedic guys, I mean, they get you up and running. I mean, it's crazy the difference in what they did when we were all growing up. Like they put a big old cast, they would never do that. I mean, you'd be up and at them and rehabbing a few days later. But, okay, so you're doing that. You take your fifth year. You know, my brother actually went to Notre Dame. My dad did. So there was a lot of my nephews and brother-in-laws, they all went to Notre Dame. So I was used to watching you know, them get upset at the TV when things weren't going good for the Golden Domers. So you come back your fifth year. Are you already sort of what about All-American status? Who's paying attention? You know.
I was consensus All Big Ten both years. My last 2 years, first team All Big Ten. I made a couple honorable mentions in All-American teams. You know, basically because my team. Record wasn't that good. We sucked.
Right.
They've come a long way since then. Pat Fitzgerald, the current head coach, has done a phenomenal job. Now they're competitive. They're competing in bowl games and they're winning bowl games. So,
right, they're good.
It's a different era. Different era. But that was it. I have those moments.
What are you talking about? Everybody's used to my show. They're always going, when's Steve going to go sideways? It's going to happen. Pete, just get ready. No, you know, I'm thinking about, you look back, and if you think about it, you were a little bit of an underdog, right, not being on a winning team. How do you get noticed when you're not winning?
Because my high school team was undefeated my senior year, and I never considered myself a loser. I always said, I used to tell my teammates, I said, they can kick your butts, but they're not kicking my butt today. And, you know, I have a little stronger language, you know.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And so my whole thing was, you can beat everybody else, you're not beating me. You know what I mean? So I was known as a hard hitter.
I was about to ask you that. Were you a lot of speed and hitting hard?
Yeah. I was, people say I was the hardest hitting defensive back in the Big Ten since Jack Tatum. So I wore that. I wore that honor with pride. And then Jack is from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. And he went to Ohio State, and I went to Northwestern. So to be compared to Jack, I was very proud. Today, not so much.
I was about to ask you, how does it feel now is what I was about to ask you.
The hits took their toll. I got some aches and pains. But we couldn't hit like that today, you know, the way we did back then. We'd be broke. We weren't making enough to pay the fines back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's gotten so interesting now. I mean, if you're a quarterback, you can just, you sort of got a bubble around you. Like, you're like almost like an iron gate around you. You cannot touch him.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Hey, we're going to go into another break. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I've got Pete Shaw on the line and excited. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's going to excite you, I promise. Pete, you get to play DJ. We are the birthplace of American music. In the spirit of your brother Woody, one of the greatest ever. Let's see. Do you want to hear Howlin' Wolf or Mississippi John Hurt into the break?
Mississippi John Hurt.
You got it. You got it. Don't go nowhere, Pete Shaw. He is not quite as sideways as I am, and you guys know it. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, you got the walk, battle on the valley. Well, you got the walk, it's for yourself. It's nobody here can walk it for you. You got to walk the red valley for yourself.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in
and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm.
Your Mississippi news
on air and online.
Supertalk.fm.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide the key technology solutions to power your business while ensuring safety and productivity in the workplace. Visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
Whether it's getting the kiddos to school,
I love you.
Bye, Mom.
Or taking it off-road and uphill.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Woohoo! Oh, yeah, baby!
We've got the right tires for you.
Tire Depot has a huge selection of tires for every budget and every purpose. From everyday drivers to extreme off-road performance, Tire Depot has you covered. Alignments, mounting and balancing, lift kits, and general repair. Tire Depot at the Reservoir in Brandon and Terry Road in Byram.
Selling your vehicle? We'll buy it. Need to put it on our lot? We'll consign it. Just need a new ride for the new you? We'll trade it. Pinnacle Motors needs you and your vehicle. Steve Owen and the friendly staff of Pinnacle Motors is buying, consigning, and trading quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at the corner of Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon and online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Pinnacle Motors needs you and your vehicle. Quality vehicles, affordable prices. Pinnacle Motors.
Does your body hurt? Have you tried unsuccessful treatments for plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, shoulder pain, or IT band? Innovative Health Clinic, formerly Acoustic Wave Treatment Center, offers an affordable non-surgical solution through acoustic wave therapy. The beneficial effects of acoustic wave therapy are often experienced after only one or two treatments. The therapy eliminates pain and restores mobility, improving your quality of life. Schedule your appointment at 601-944-5585 or online at innovativehealthclinic.net. Now taking same-day appointments.
Attention, if you deal with anything from minor to extremely hazardous environmental spills, you've got to check out the full line of absorbents at ESI Supply. They've got white and gray absorbent pads by the bundle or by the roll, sock knit broom products, oil gator, oil dry, spill kits, and more. Just because you haven't had a spill doesn't mean you won't. Give the guys at ESI a call to find out more about how you can be prepared and protect your business's liability. 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910. Or visit esisupply.net.
You're listening to Supertalk Mississippi, the home of Ole Miss sports, brought to you in part by All Britain's Jewelers, diamonds, watches, specialty gifts, and more. Your family-owned full-service jewelers since 1920. Visit All Britain's Jewelry in their new location on Old Canton Road behind Highland Village.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. A Mississippi man has been charged in connection with the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
54-year-old Michael Brock of Walls, Mississippi, is charged with assaulting law enforcement officers during the riot, with the Department of Justice alleging that he repeatedly pushed and struck officers with a four-foot-long rod as they attempted to control the crowd. Since the riot occurred back in January, more than 535 suspects have been arrested across the country.
Congressman Benny Thompson is leaving the lawsuit he filed against former President Trump.
The lawsuit, which is still active, accuses Trump, Rudy Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and Oath Keepers for inciting violence on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. In early July, Thompson was selected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to chair the select committee charged with investigating the January 6th attack. Thompson said, in an effort to avoid even the appearance of a conflict, he has dismissed his claim in the lawsuit.
This is Jake Mangum. It's great to be on a team that is based in Mississippi. It's important to me that my team supports our high schools, universities, and several local events throughout the state. Of course, I'm talking about my home team, Farm Bureau Insurance. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Is your business or home protected from power outages? Hurricanes cause widespread outages, with some lasting days and even weeks. Don't wait for a hurricane to hit. Prepare today with a standby residential or commercial generator from Taylor Power Systems. Give yourself an advantage over power outages with a Taylor Power standby generator. Give us a call today at 601-922-4444.
What decisions are being made by state lawmakers, and how will they affect you, your family, and community? If you listen, you'll know. Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I hope it's not too late.
Pete Shaw, former NFL star, former All-American Northwestern University, where you actually have to study and do more than play football. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Just make sure if you see somebody litter, just get their tag numbers and call it in and say I did it, because we got to keep our hallowed ground pristine as it can be. Go to visitmississippi.org. So many wonderful things to do. Come visit down here and see the Jim Henson Museum, 8 miles from my house, and maybe I'll take you to eat, all of you guys, to Jim's Cafe. Hey, Pete, let's get into, so you take your fifth year, you go to the NFL. You know, the drafts, you don't have the combine back then. So take me through your recruiting process your draft process. You get agents, you get, what happens? You're a smart guy. Are you your own agent?
I was smart enough not to be my own agent. But we did have a lawyer, an attorney that had attended Northwestern, who had represented two guys before me that had been drafted in the third round a couple years before me by the Minnesota Vikings. So one was a wide receiver, one was a tight end. One guy's name was Jim Lash, the other was Steve Craig.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, sure. You know, he was good enough to represent them. It was kind of automatic. So the attorney, his name was Dick Lynn, he represented me, and another running back that came out the same year I did. And he started as a freshman as well. So... the draft is a whole lot different back then than it is today. I sat around and waited by the telephone and for a while, then it didn't ring. I was pretty disappointed, and by the time the third round was over, I hadn't gone. So I went to chemistry class. I don't know where I was. I must have been in my girlfriend's room or something, but my roommate called and said that he said the Chargers called you.
Wow.
So, yeah, he said they want you to call him back. I said, okay.
They want you to call him back?
So I wasn't.
Come on.
I wasn't even excited, Steve. I was disappointed.
I get it. A little chip on your shoulder when you decide. Go ahead and answer that. I'm sorry.
No, there was. Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought I should have gone sooner, you know. But, hey, you know, now I look back and I'm like, you're an idiot.
No, you're
but,
not.
I had to have that kind of chip on my shoulder to play the way I did, how I did, you know. So I played in a couple All-Star games, you know, in the off season. I mean, after the season ended.
Right, to go do the back in the whole days when they had those All-Star games. Yeah, when they still,
yeah,
I guess
exactly.
They still do. But a lot of kids now are leaving and they're not playing. They're not even playing in their bowl games. I mean, what do you think about that? Because they don't want to get hurt and they want to get themselves ready for the combine. I mean, how do you feel about that?
You know, it's a business now, Steve. It's not. I mean, we were making, you know, my first salary was $25,000. You know,
it's still relevant with the times, because I don't understand how people could even live off of, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's absurd. But I do know what you're saying. It was almost like, did you have to have another job on the side?
Right. Well, I did. I worked in the off seasons when I was a professional athlete. I mean, it was obviously not just for money, but it was for experience and, you know, because I always knew I wasn't going to play football forever. There was life after football.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was life after football. So that was one of the reasons I worked in the offseason. But the supplemental income did help.
Okay, you're talking supplemental income, but what were you doing to be able to stay in shape? How were you, you know, what was your regimen during the day? What'd you do?
The regimen was running after work, running with guys, other former players. That lived in the neighborhood. We had kids from San Diego State. A couple guys came back from different cities or different teams, and we'd all work out together. So, but it wasn't like it is today, where they pay the guys to work out at the facility.
Yeah,
you know, you get compensated for working. I wouldn't have taken an off season job had I had that kind of setup.
What kind of workout? I mean, as far as weight training, was that a big deal back then as well for you guys?
You know, for some guys it was. It wasn't as prevalent as it is today. I mean, we used to think that using too many weights would make you slow or stiff or, not flexible. But then, as time went on, you know, weight training was essential to what guys were doing in their training. But we didn't do as much weight. There were some guys that were really big into them. But I wasn't, because we didn't have a great weight program at Northwestern. Unlike at Nebraska, where weights have always been part of their
mm-hmm.
training.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably schools like Ohio State.
Right.
We didn't do that, you know. I was at a private school that, you know, most of the guys were glad when football season was over, you know.
So was your body sort of naturally designed for it? I mean, looking back, you know, some people have to work at it and all that, but were you gifted in that regard?
Yeah. I was a muscular little guy. I couldn't even play Pop Warner when I was a kid because I was too heavy.
Yeah.
You know, not fat, but just too thick. You know,
that was good for those kids. You'd have killed everybody. I mean, I remember playing those YMC days. I had one. Listen, it's so funny you bring this up. You talk about how hard you hit. I was a tailback, and I was an overachiever, and then I became an underachiever. But as a sixth grader, we had this a buddy of mine, and I was talking to him recently, and his nephew's playing at Mississippi State now. But he was a small guy. He played defensive end, and he was on my team, thank goodness. But the problem was we had to scrimmage all the time, and every time they'd call the play to go to his side, I'd just say, Coach, please, let me, you know, because they were in the huddle. Can I go to the other side? He was, because he hit you so hard. I mean, you could not only feel it as somebody getting hit, but you could hear it. And he would always talk about back in the day when I didn't understand, you know, hitting through the player. Well, he'd hit more than through me. It'd take my breath away. When you were hitting back then, what was your mindset like as far as being able to deliver a blow like that? I mean, what does it take?
Well, you know what? My coach in high school taught us that basically put our heads between the throat and the numbers and wrap up. So we used our helmets as battering rams. And that was where I aimed every time I tried to hit somebody. I tried to run straight through their throat, basically, or their chest. And, you know, consequently, you big hits.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'd be a little squirrely, and so would the guy you knew you hit, you know, after the hit. But that was the way I was taught to tackle.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the way I delivered the big hits when I was in college.
Okay, you did that, but when did it become the spear and using the helmet and all that? I mean, when did all that happen? Because
Well,
were you guys doing that?
It happened. Yeah, we were using a helmet. Like I thought, I was taught in high school to use a helmet. You know, so that's 19 when I first went to high school, 1968. You know, my coach taught us how to when we block, you man. Put your face in his numbers and under his chin, and when you tackle, you wrapped up and went through his through his throat basically with the face mask.
Yeah.
You know, and we were pretty vicious.
Wow. So
big hit.
So you get to San Diego. And you got a new team, and this is where, and you're still in San Diego, right? Isn't that where you live?
I'm still in, absolutely.
I got here,
and I went to the rookies to a luncheon to introduce us all. And I'm riding on the bus from the hotel, and we go to a park. There's a park called Balboa Park in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the park, but it's all trees, and it's all green, and I saw all these big palm trees, and big, beautiful trees and all this greenery and flowers. I said, I'm never leaving here. I said, I don't care if I don't make this football team. I'm not leaving San Diego. And so consequently, I've been a resident since 1977, you know.
Wow. And so even when you go play for the Giants, that's the end of your career? You keep your home in San Diego?
Absolutely, yeah. My family stayed back here in San Diego while I was in New York because I had my last son. He was pretty young. So the family stayed back here, and I went back to New York. And basically, I lived with my parents. I paid my mother rent. You know, basically, I was never there.
yeah, I get it. I know.
I was never there, so.
Well, so, okay, so take... What about, like, were you in the era, was it the Eric Coryell days? Who was Fouts? Was it Winslow? Who was there with you?
Okay, so you hit the nail on the head.
Such a fun team to watch.
Yeah, the Epic in Miami, you know.
Yeah,
that was, I played with Dan Fouts, Kellen Winslow, Charlie Joyner, Wes Chandler, who you might know from Louisiana.
So good, so good.
Florida.
Yeah.
And John Jefferson and Big Louis Kelcher, Gary Big Hands Johnson, Mean Fred Dean. Let's see, Woody Lowe. Yeah, we had some. I played with some Chuck Muncy, James Brooks.
Chuck Muncy, wow.
Yeah, we had really good teams. We won 3 AFC division championships in a row.
I know.
And went to two AFC championship games and came up short both times. Played in 59 below zero weather for one championship, and I came away with second degree frostbite on both my big toes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously. Wow. To this day, my feet are cold.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You're not going back to Jersey in the winter, I can tell you. That ain't happening. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio as always. I'm Steve Azar. Don't go nowhere. Go to visitmississippi.org if you're going to go somewhere. I'll be right back. I'm still trying to find. Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
This is JT. If you're like me, you like to deal with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954, and they're headquartered in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks, 1-800-647-8540, or on the web, majesticmetalsinc.com.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com. Wines.com.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is. Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes. Get your purse, sweetie.
Watkins Construction and Roofing. They are the premier company to count on. I know that by personal experience and customer satisfaction and a professional team with the experience of a NASCAR pit crew. Plus, state-of-the-art equipment from start to finish. It also includes the respect for your home or business with a meticulous cleanup when the job is done. For a free estimate, call the Watkins team, 601-966-8233, or go to nomoreroofleak.com, nomoreroofleak.com.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Barone's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Barone's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Barone's Tree Pros, 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronestreepros.com. That's baronestreepros.com.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events. But thanks to Two Men and a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need. A professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men and a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomenandatruck.com for a free, no-obligation estimate.
Is your business or home protected from power outages? Hurricanes cause widespread outages, with some lasting days and even weeks. Don't wait for a hurricane to hit. Prepare today with a standby residential or commercial generator from Taylor Power Systems. Give yourself an advantage over power outages with a Taylor Power standby generator. Give us a call today at 601-922-4444.
The Mississippi State Medical Association presents the Healthcare Heroes Awards Gala. Celebrate the COVID-19 champions who have worked tirelessly over the past year to serve the people of Mississippi. With nominees that include small, nonprofit, and corporate businesses, education, community, and military leaders, as well as healthcare professionals. The Healthcare Heroes Awards Gala, presented by the Mississippi State Medical Association, on August 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Jackson Convention Center. To get tickets or become a sponsor, go to msmaonline.com/HH21.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rocking down a Mississippi Minute. All 61 of them, just go with it. My brother Joe says that. I'm with Pete Shaw, former NFL New York Giants. How long did you play in the NFL, and then where did you go? What did you do afterwards?
I played 8 years. I played 5 in San Diego and 3 in New York. And my career got cut short because I became good friends with one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history, in Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
And if you know the Lawrence Taylor story, you know that he liked to stay out late. So we stayed out late too many times.
Wow. So you cut it short on, it was self-inflicted.
It was self-inflicted. I'm old enough and mature enough today to admit it. And then they went on the next year and won a Super Bowl without me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now Corey, we know Corey Miller's been a friend for many years, and he obviously, you guys spent some time together. He was next to LT.
Right.
But he was calling you guys the older guys. I said, Corey, you're going to get in trouble. But then I'm going, looking at Corey, I'm going like, man, well, I guess you could say whatever you want. is he a big man or what? Like, oh my gosh.
He's ginormous right now.
Oh my gosh. I
kept telling him how big he was.
Wow, man. And then looking at Greg Lloyd, and I thought Greg was about 35, 40 pounds heavier. And he said 225 is where he's always lived. And
right.
And I'm just thinking, I said, man, but I got to tell you and Greg and Dwight, you guys have stayed in really great shape.
Thank you.
I mean, so was that a challenge for you when football ended and you got your mind straight and your heart and your soul and your body and you go, okay, what did you do after that? And how did you maintain looking good and feeling good, especially with what you are going to have to endure, and that is surviving all those hits and the aftermath of it all.
Yeah, well, Greg was a martial artist, so he always did martial arts. Dwight and I, it was, you know, more so that, you know, working out became popular. You remember that era, the 80s, the late 80s and yeah. 90s, you know. Going to fitness clubs, that was the boom of fitness clubs back then. You know, before that it was Gold's Gym and all the fitness clubs. So we did some of that, you know, raising kids, because I had three boys. I have three sons, and with Wells Fargo Advisors for the last 15 years. 15 years now.
You're seeing a big resurgence with kids now. And my kids, my one's about to head to med school. He loves messing around and day trading. I mean, a lot of his friends are doing it. So it's interesting with everything going on, you know, and obviously there's been a lot. And so it's like the new sport for him. It's the hot topic. Man.
Yeah.
It's the hot thing to do.
I know it is. Really, it really is. And, you know, it's, the toughest people for me to deal with have been the millennials.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they want everything for free, and they think they can do everything themselves.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, the good thing about my show is a lot of those millennials aren't listening, but everybody else our age is. So anyway, it'd be all right. It'd be all right. We all have our kids, and we have. But it's been a blessing. Well, here's the deal. I was pretty close to asking you. Well, when I asked you earlier about were you your own agent, look at that. I was. You know, I was just forecasting into the future. I was forecasting.
Yeah.
Forecasting. You know, it's part of the deal, part of my magic wand here. Well, the magic wand is over. I'm going to let you go play golf. I heard you get in your car, and I know there's clubs in the back. I guarantee it.
And they're in the trunk.
Well, hey, Pete, send love to Kari. Gwen sends love. Thank you so much. Pete Shaw, former NFL great, Northwestern University great, and he is now forever ingrained in the Delta Soul family. We appreciate him so much, and his wife, Kari. Looking forward to seeing you guys soon. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. The beautiful pal, Pete Shaw. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you're going to do, and then we'll go visit Pete in San Diego. Hey, Pete, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, Stevie. It's been a pleasure. Appreciate it, buddy. Be well.
Bless you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here with Super Talk Mississippi News. What happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.